Wind Down with Jana Kramer and Michael Kaufman, an iHeartRadio podcast.
It's the holiday season, so whoop-dee-doo and hickory-dick-dock-dick-dock. Dick. That's, I don't know why every time I hear that song, that's what I think.
Hickory dick. Great, you're just ruining a classic Christmas song for everyone listening.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that.
What song is that? And don't forget to clean up your socks.
Hang up your sock.
Oh. this is a new episode of Butchering Songs on Wind Down.
I don't know the...
Hickory those you're dick.
I can't with you.
But you don't dream about a hickory dick.
No, I do not. Actually, I do not. Speaking of Christmas, I feel like things are already starting to get so messy around the house.
Because
it's just like already wrapping paper and presents and hiding stuff and...
And the cooking.
Everything.
That we're already starting.
Right. So it's
like
just...
cookies and...
Thank goodness we've got all that Clorox stuff to help clean up because that's been a game changer.
Oh, yeah. It has. And... I love it just because the kids, like all the new germs coming home from, you know, preschool and stuff. So gotta love the Clorox. You guys get it before it's out.
Yeah. And this is a bonus episode. It's kind of like a girls' night Christmas party and me. So I'm just kind of fourth wheeling it.
You're so good at fourth wheeling it with the girls. So like even tonight I'm having a girls' night and it's like, what? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No,
please. I'll chime in after.
No, go.
No, it's funny sometimes too because Jana's like, hey, I'm going to have a girls' card night, cards night or whatever. And so in my mind, I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I'll have a night to myself.
I get to play video games.
Play video games.
My wife won't bother me.
Text a couple buddies, see what they're doing. And then she's like, yeah, but a few things. She's like, we don't have a fourth and we want to play euchre, so we need you to play with us. Or it's like, hey, we want to play the other card game. Can you teach everyone so we can play tonight? And it's like, yeah, and I love it. I love it. I am one of the girls, like, hanging out, because all your girls are like the guys. They're bros.
Yeah.
Brodettes. So I have a fun time with them, but, so yeah, you're right. I'm not unaccustomed.
You're not a stranger to girls' nights.
No, I'm not.
Like, you'll whip on a mask, and I think that's, so we have two really awesome guests today. We have Rachel Lindsay, who was a former bachelorette, and then we also have Daniela Monet. So two really fun girls. But it's funny because I've never watched every single episode of like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and I've just like either watched, you know, like we'll watch like the very beginning just to see the schmucks coming on,
mm-hmm.
and then which schmuck she picks.
Yeah,
or vice versa.
Yeah, were some seasons there where we were pretty invested.
Yeah, but I still feel like we might have missed like an episode or two.
Right.
And then like now it's just like I watch the first and I watch the men tell all or the women tell all and then like the last one. But I really was – sorry, I'm going down a rabbit hole here. But with Claire, I was like, yes, like finally like an older bachelorette. Like I'm so excited. Obviously, she found love within the first week and her and Dale went off and got engaged. And now Tayshia has taken her place. And I, for some reason, like I got invested with some of the dudes on there and I was like, I want to see more. And then now that Tayshia's on there, like she's one of my favorite bachelorettes ever. She's
really?
So good. I mean, Rachel was amazing too. And I'm super excited to talk to her. But I have so many like bachelorette questions I want to ask her because as I was running today on the treadmill, you know, just watching Tayshia, it was kind of to the point of like the guys, because there's so many things on there that I'm like, for example, like, hey, let's put a face mask on. And you being like, okay.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like you learn so much about the dudes and just like certain situations around your girls. Do you know what I mean?
Like when they're around your girlfriends?
Yeah. Like that you're okay with like your manlyhood, but also like you'll be fun and you'll put masks on if you want. And I don't know. I just think the whole thing is it's fun to like know that like you have those different sides. And I think if I was on The Bachelorette and a guy was just like, I'm not doing that, I'd be like, oh.
You're lame. I think too for guys, once they're in a relationship, like we'd be honest. Like if we're fine with putting a face mask on, we'll put it on. But if we're not, it doesn't matter who's around. We'd be like, no, I'm good. But like even if your girlfriends were around, everyone was doing it, God would be like, no, I'm all right. Or yes, I am. I make up that if the roles are reversed, when it's just like the guys hanging out, that the female will do something almost no matter what because she wants to like be one of the guys or look cool or look fun in the guys, you know, in her man's friend's eyes, when really you hate it and you're just gonna like hold it against your spouse later on.
For sure. You know what I think would bother me? And I know some times I know like certain people that do this is, but they'll say the same joke that they've told their spouse, but then say it in a group situation, in a group setting. And you're like, you kind of look at your spouse and you're like, this is just, I'm so like, I just imagine like the Christmas, even though there's not many Christmas parties, but just like Christmas gatherings. And then like, you've heard the same joke, but yet your husband or spouse still says it. And you're just like, I'm so annoyed with you.
You know, I think I do a pretty good job at not repeating things, even if I say it to you and then say it to somebody else.
Yeah, no, you do a great job at it. But you know the people I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely. And there's actually a joke that you say that I kind of cringe every time you say it.
Why?
For that exact reason.
The tornado one?
Yes.
It's so good, though. It's my only one joke. It's only, I mean more like, so like if you got a joke, it's a joke.
Like a story like that's a story. Funny.
Yeah, like yeah, a story yeah. That's funny.
No, I get you, but
yes, I think
that's
like,
your, you have the one go-to joke, and I just, every time, you're like, I have a joke, you want to hear a joke? I'm just like,
here we go. Interesting, well.
Oh, Easton wants to know the joke. I'm going to cringe over here while Jana says it.
Do you need to like take your headphones off while I say it? Wait, let me do it how I was it. Guys, I have a funny joke. I love how like I was basically complimenting you and saying, and then you say to me, well, you do it.
You don't. This is the only thing that you do it.
If everyone's telling jokes.
Right.
Like if we're having like a.
Or the you don't come out of like nowhere.
Hey guys, I have a funny joke, but I'll do it right now. Hey, wind down listeners. Here's a joke for you. Why are women and tornadoes alike? Because they scream when they come and take your house when they leave. Booyah! Because they scream when they come and take your house when they leave. That's right. So now at your Christmas gathering, got you guys a joke.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Would you like to tell one, Michael?
I'm a situational guy. You know me.
Here's Michael at a situation, though.
This is going to be such an exaggeration.
It's not an exaggeration. So we went to a Christmas party at Wesley's house.
Wesley.
Last year. Last Christmas, which, by the way, it's so weird that, you know, her Christmas party has been canceled, obviously, for valid reasons. It's just sad. Mm-hmm. But Michael is the guy, and bless his heart, like he, you know, I feel like we both mold very well into situations.
We can get along with anybody.
Yeah, like we can talk to a wall and be fine. Granted, my conversation, like the last episode, is I hate small talk, so I'm going to be like, why are you divorced? Like, I'm going to go straight to it.
Straight into it.
But with Michael, he's just like, you're not the mayor, but you're like, you want to be the mayor. Like, you want to be in the mayor's club. So we go to Wesley's Christmas party. And, like, first of all, did you have the fedora on?
Of course.
Okay, yeah. So he wears his fedora, which, by the way, if anyone knows my husband's head, it's way too large for a fedora to begin with. But he rocks it.
Haters gonna hate.
So, yeah, he rocks it. You know, I love him for it. So it's been like, the second we get there, I go see the girls. He goes down to the guys and, you know, he's got his little sports jacket on and, you know, he's looking fancy. He's feeling himself in his fedora. And, you know, I think it's been like 2 hours now. I'm like, okay, I haven't seen my husband. I'm tired of the small talk. You know, I've had the like, hi, how are you? Like, I'm done. I'm ready to go home, right? So I'm going to go find Michael. So I go outside because I see a cloud of just like cigar smoke. I'm like, there must be my husband out there.
And bourbon in the air. Just man musk.
So I go out there and I just see my husband and I'm like, oh God, here's Mayor Mike. Like, I'm just gonna. And I sit down and he is just like, like, just like laughing with, what was the guy's name again?
Lane.
Oh, that's okay, great. Even better. So, you know, I sit down and these guys are just like,
I got a bourbon in one hand, a cigar in the other, leaning back with my fedora and sport coat on, my legs crossed all fancy like.
Yeah. And so I'm like sitting out there. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to like sit out here with him for a second and, you know, just be in the moment with him. And, you know, he seems like he's having a really great time. These guys are laughing and, you know, and then he's like, Lane, the mayor, I'll just call it Lane, the mayor. He says something really funny. And Mike goes, Lane. And I was like, it's time to go. We need to go immediately. I was like, Lane. And I was like, oh, Lane, is he so funny?
You did. Lane. Like, no
exaggeration. Like, that's how he sounded.
Oh, 100%. And no exaggeration. You pretty much got up stone-faced. We're like, it's time to go.
Like, we're leaving.
Mama's done.
Like, it was just like, you, who is this? Lane.
Taking a puff of my cigar.
Like, who is this guy? We need to immediately leave.
I'm the guy that can go into a room and all the guys in the room have known each other for years and I'm brand new to the group. I'll walk out of that room with nicknames for everybody. We're all telling jokes.
Benny,
like,
D.
We, like,
see you,
yeah,
soon.
Yeah. I'll see you on the squash court. Like,
you like transform into this tennis. Like, I don't even know, mayor,
hey man,
dude, where it's
time.
Like, Lane, see you at the club, darling. And then it's like this other, and then it's like, you know, it's hilarious because you genuinely morph into this different human.
It's still me, but it's just a more, hey man, I just like to have a good time at these.
No, I love it.
Neighborhood parties sometimes.
No, I genuinely love it. I think it was just. After the hours of small talk and then having you come out to be, then seeing that, I was just like, okay, yeah. But because we don't have we're not doing a Christmas party, I feel like we should do something with the kids.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know, like throw a Christmas party, like just us.
Yeah, we could wear sweaters.
I would love that, like an ugly Christmas party sweater.
I love it. And we can watch like Frosty the Snowman.
Loves.
That sounds like a great idea. Mm-hmm. Are we going to do something for New Year's? New Year's is a big deal for you.
I love New Year's. But right now, let's just focus on Christmas.
Okay.
And making sure that we have our Clorox during Christmas time because with, you know, everything that's going to get a little messy with like our gingerbread houses and the dogs and the kids, we're happy to have our Clorox in hand with us.
Is there a... If I was like adamant about a Christmas tradition.
Like what?
Like, maybe I was. Maybe I was like, I want to go back to Virginia every year.
Mm-mm. Would you have told me that before we got married or after?
I don't know. I just, you know.
That's
like I feel
crazy like ask
them. I feel like holiday traditions, like there's, it's one of those things where you don't talk about early stages in a relationship. Until the holiday's there. Maybe if you're dating and it's around a holiday, you mention like holiday traditions, but you still might not know the severity of it for that person. Like, yeah, I typically go home, and then you like get married and you're like, no, I go home every year.
I feel like that one's a big ask, whereas like a tradition in my mind is like I bake cookies with Jolie every year, or you know, we now have our new tradition where we watch a Christmas movie every week mm-hmm. until Christmas. But your question is if that was your tradition of,
I'm not saying me
home.
Specifically. I just think the topic of, you know, new relationships and having these traditions around holidays and how people navigate those.
I think it's just about like adapting and also compromising too. Like, cause I think if to say like, I have to be home every year for Christmas, that's a really big ask when you start to have kids and, you know, you're married and you've got young ones. Like that to me is a kind of a tall order if you're far away from home. But I think other traditions, I think it's just one of those things where, you know, you say it's really important to you and then you kind of meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, shoot, most Christmas traditions, I'm all for. I love Christmas time.
I mean, once you have kids, it's that's when everything changes, you know. And if your family isn't local, you got to have your own traditions at home.
Yeah, which, you know, if you were to say like that was something like you have to have every year, I'd have been like, how could you even? You don't. That's just such a hard one. Like, how do you even like?
I know.
You know, I would be like, no, because I've got family I want to see too, or, you know, I want to stay home. Like, I want to create my own traditions, like with the kids. And those are the traditions. Like, we're just finding out our traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, yeah, like right now we're creating our own traditions. And I think that's cooler than anything in my mind. But
when Jason and Jolie start to have families, are you going to want them to come to our house, or are you going to be open to traveling to them?
Oh, wherever they could have me. Like, I don't care at all. Like, I just want to be, and that's the thing. Like, you know, we had our traditions growing up, and like in my mind, you have your traditions when you grow up, then you have your traditions when you start a family and you have kids of your own. And then when your kids go on to have kids of their own, then you have to recreate your whole new tradition, you know, and seeing what that looks like. So yeah, of course. I mean, I want to, you know, hopefully be invited to their house. Would love for them to come home, and you know, maybe we can figure out something that works for everyone. But obviously I understand that their wives and husbands are gonna have a say, and they have family they have to visit too, and that's when we have to create our own new traditions. And maybe we're like, you know what, we're going to Florida, we're on vacation, kids. See you later.
You're on your own. I'm excited to talk to our guests, Rachel Lindsay and Daniela Monet, just to see what their, you know, traditions are. I mean, Rachel and her husband only been married just over a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're long distance, so we'll dive into that with them. So let's take a break and let's get going with that.
Yay. What's up, guys?
What's up,
hey,
girl?
Rachel, how you doing?
Good. How are y'all? Do you need me to put on headphones or is it
no,
okay?
No, I think it sounds
great.
Good.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Great.
Okay, so we've already intro'd you. We're super excited, Rachel, to have you on Wind Down. First of all, I want to say, as an extra correspondent with you, I love that we kind of do, you know, the same thing in a way.
Yeah, we do.
I'm happy to be. You've been in the family. I'm happy to be a part of the family now.
No, you're so sweet and you're so beautiful too. I don't know. I like you a lot.
Thank you.
I like you.
That's all. I mean, how many different things are you doing right now, Rachel, to stay busy? Because I feel like getting your rundown, you're just a woman of many, many hats right now.
I do a few things, but it all works itself out. So extra, I do two podcasts, one Bachelor Happy Hour, and the other one is Higher Learning with Van Lathan. Two totally different types of podcasts. One's Bachelor, Bachelor, Bachelor. The other one is about politics, current affairs, sports, entertainment, and all how it affects the Black culture. And then I have a show on MTV, but we're not filming right now, so that's good. I think that's it.
So, well, no, that's amazing. It's not that's it. That's a lot.
That's all. No big deal.
It's fine. So I'm watching this season of The Bachelorette. I just have to ask you, who do you like the most right now?
Okay. I have to think where we are in the season. So because I'll slip up and say something I'm not supposed to.
Okay. Well, so I just caught up on the treadmill this morning, and they just had, so Bennett, is that his name? Bennett? He went away.
Okay.
And then he just came back.
Yes.
But I like Ben and Zach, I think his name is.
Yes.
I like those two because they're like, they've been through stuff, but they're open enough to like vulnerable share. But I don't know. Do you think Zach kind of reminds you of Nick a little bit?
No. Oh my gosh. I never even thought about that until you just said it.
Watch some of his mannerisms. I just feel like he has that kind of like coy, you know, cool, but also like
intriguing
kind of thing.
Yeah, maybe because I'm not into that.
You don't say.
Just to be honest, I think he is good. I think I don't see the chemistry, but I can tell she really likes him and he really likes her. So, like, that's what they say. I just don't feel the chemistry between them. Not the way that she is with, like, a Ben or a Brendan. There just seems to be a different level of attraction. Maybe that one's infatuation. Maybe it's love. I don't know. Bennett is my absolute favorite. I know I'm on the minority, in the minority in this one. I love Bennett.
You He's, do?
Not for Tayshia, for me, as in like a viewer. As in a viewer. I mean, he is pure entertainment.
He's really funny.
What's the show going to be without Bennett? It's selfish reasons. He is not for Tayshia by any means.
No.
But he's my favorite. And I like Riley.
Which one's Riley?
Riley's the attorney. Hasn't probably gotten that much screen time. He's black. He's an attorney. He's the one who had the name. His name wasn't.
Yes, yes. Oh, I like him a lot. So in the beginning, I wasn't sure. Like, I was just like, him and Claire, there was no chemistry. But I see the chemistry with Tayshia, and I'm really glad that he's, like, opening up. That was the one where his mom left him, right?
Yes. Yes. He changed his name and all that.
Yeah, no, and I'm curious to see if she takes him on the home dates. But I'm really invested in this season. I know, sorry.
You're all in. I love it.
Did you have – let me just say this, because I have the kind of personality where if I was to be the bachelorette like you and have these extraordinary dates, that when I pick, you know, the man and it's normal, I feel like my expectations would just be like – like, I would be like, this is it? Like, it's not this, like, big, dreamy moment. And I don't know. I'd feel like everything would be kind of like a letdown afterwards. Did you experience any of that or no?
No, because maybe I wanted something different. So I think that's no one's ever talked to me about it in this way. And I think it's really interesting because I was so big on not getting caught up in how grandiose everything is. Like, in real life, we're not flying in hot air balloons and jet setting across the country. And so my thought process was, who makes sense in real life? Mm-hmm. Who can I do absolutely nothing with and have a fantastic time when you take away all the glitz and glamour? Like, I would constantly say, you know, I don't look like this, right? I have a face full of makeup. I never wear ball gowns. I'm in sweats. Like, I need you to understand how I am in everyday life. So that was, I had tunnel vision when it came to that.
No, that makes sense. I don't know. I just... For me, it's like, yeah, I'm the sweat-wearing girl too, but I think sometimes I have these greater expectations that I think that, like, my husband's going to do this, and then I'm like, and then I have to almost fight with my own expectations. We read in a book the other day, what was it? It's like the death of expectations. Mm-hmm. Like, you almost have to kill expectations because it can just affect everything. But now that you're newly married, how has the quarantine changed y'all's relationship for the good and the bad?
So I want to say something what you said about I want to read this book, The Death of Expectations. I don't set expectations, that's maybe good. Goals. So because I have learned that I don't do well with being let down, like almost like a child throwing a temper tantrum. So I purposely don't really set high expectations, and then I'm always beautifully surprised instead of being let down. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. That's how I like trick myself. I didn't read that. So quarantine. So for us, quarantine has been, you know, like not taking away from what's going on in the world and just focusing on me and Brian. It was the silver lining in all of this for us because I'm always gone. So it was like we were living this long distance relationship. And for the first time in our relationship, marriage, I was still and I was present. And so for 6 months, I was in Miami. We were together every single day. We got into this routine. And it can be a scary place because, as we see, a lot of couples didn't survive quarantine because you can't escape your relationship. You're kind of faced with the reality of it, the good, the bad, the ugly. And it's definitely all those things. But for us, we just kind of got back to the basics. We have a lot of the same things in common. So it's like he went to work every day. So maybe that helped too. We had the separation. Because he was considered an essential worker. So he did his thing, I did my thing, and at the end of the day, we would come together, whether it was binge watching a show, watching sports, or playing board games or things like that, having Zoom calls with our family members. So it's been really good to get back to the basics for us. Mm-hmm. But then it became really hard when I moved to LA for Extra, because now we're bi-coastal, and we've gotten so used to each other, almost dependent in a way. We've never had dependency in our relationship until quarantine, and we kind of liked it. Mm-hmm. I did. you had told me, I would have said no. Experiencing it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the thing. It's, there can be some good dependency on one another. And I feel like Jana and I, we never had like codependency or dependency on our past relationships.
Yeah.
At least, you know what I mean? Like, never really cared that much what the other person thinks in a, not an unhealthy way, but in a healthy way, because you love them so much and you want them to be happy.
I almost feel like we had like bad codependency though.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
We had to work our way. We got so intertwined. It was true codependency, and we've had to work our way back out and be side by side going the same direction, which I think we are now. Mm-hmm. But no, that's great that you, Rachel, that you guys were able to have that time and really benefit from it and kind of take a step back from all that noise around the publicity that you guys get and having to travel and do appearances and do all this. It was like, you could be normal, you know, right. Like everybody else, quarantine, and you'd have to go to work and do your thing. But what a gift that you guys were able to do. And like you said, the silver lining at the beginning of all this. So that being said, going into the holidays and you guys being bi-coastal, like, what's the plan coming up this month?
Right on time with the question. I just made the decision this morning. So I've really been, Brian and I knew we were going to spend it together no matter what. We didn't spend Thanksgiving together, which, and I wasn't with my family, and my sister was here. So that was really tough. So we're like, Christmas, we're definitely going to be together. I've really been struggling with, do I travel to Dallas, which is where I'm from, and you know, we trade off on where we're spending Christmas. I was like, should I go? Am I being selfish? Am I putting them in jeopardy? And my sister's been very open about like, come here, you know, we can take all the precautions that we need. And I just woke up this morning and I said, you know what? I need this. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen my family since last Christmas. I can afford to do things in a way where I can take precautions and not put them in jeopardy as much. And so I my sister's comfortable with it. Brian and I are going to come to Dallas and we're going to spend it there. And I'm really excited because I have two nephews, mm-hmm. 6 and 3. I think they're 6 and 3.
My niece and nephew are like 13 and I don't even know, but I'm always like, they're 5 and 7. And I'm like, yeah, oh, wait, they're 5 and 7. They're actually 13 and 10, I think, or 11. Or
11 and 13.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, something like that. But I haven't had a Christmas with kids in a while. So I am so excited to like see the joy that kids bring to Christmas. And that's what I kind of woke up with too. I was like, you know what? I don't even have a tree, no decorations, nothing.
Rachel.
So, I know. I'm not a Scrooge here. I'm not in the Christmas spirit other than music. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take control of this. I'm going to give myself a Christmas. And so I'm really excited. I'm going to that.
I'm so glad you're doing that for yourself because you're going to be so much happier.
And is Brian going to fly and meet you there?
Yes.
Awesome.
He'll meet me there. So we're spending it there and we're like super excited.
How long will you guys do the long distance for?
Just till the spring.
Just till the spring. Okay.
Yeah. What? Which I haven't said because everyone thinks we're getting a divorce. So,
but of course, that's the next.
What's been the most challenging though for y'all's relationship having that long distance?
I would say just we're East Coast, West Coast, so the time difference is tough. Mm-hmm. Just we were so together in quarantine that I mean, it's just if we didn't have quarantine and we were doing this, I would have been fine. Mm-hmm. But just I missed him so much, just the little things like waking up next to each other, being able to like cook dinner. I don't even like to cook, but I did in quarantine. Cooking for him, you know, having a meal for him when he came home, playing board games, like just that time, that intimacy is what I miss so much. And you know, sometimes I fall asleep or I'm awake and he's not, just with the time difference. So it's tough.
But have y'all played Monopoly together? That's the question.
Wait, in quarantine? Yes. I bought like
happily. Did you happily play Monopoly? Because
we have not been able to do that yet.
Because he wants to make really bad deals. And I'm like, no, I'm not trade. That's ridiculous. Why would I give you?
I'm all about mutual benefits. And you are not. You're a dictator.
No, I'm not a dictator. I'm just like, I'm smarter at Monopoly, which is why I've won 3 times.
Okay. 0. Do you buy everything you land on?
Me?
She does.
Most of the time. But here's the deal. I will trade if it's a good opportunity. Having said that,
You'll trade if it benefits you and only you.
That's not true at all. But I'm just saying, I'm smart about what I land on. Like, he passed up the purple every time he landed on it. Well, guess what? I bought all the purple, then put houses and then a hotel on there. By the time he was still trying to.
So clearly we can't play Monopoly, and this annoys us about each other. So when you guys were spending this much time in quarantine together, were there any little things that kind of started? You're like, okay, I don't like this about you. It annoys me, you know, cute things or whatever.
Well, Monopoly, it's funny. I don't buy everything. And Brian buys everything to the point where he's like, has no money, is mortgaging things off. And I'm just like, this is such bad practice. This isn't how you play the game. Mm-hmm. You're holding on to these people. It just frustrates me beyond. And then somehow, though, he wins.
Exactly. Every single time. It doesn't make logical sense. They're house poor for the first half of the game. And then all of a sudden, they're just taking everything we have.
Well, you know what? That's how everyone's house poor until they're not, you know, until they work their butts off.
This wouldn't work in real life. I try to navigate the game how I would in real life. I'm like, right. This would not work.
Well, next time when you see him over Christmas, I want you to buy every single property that you land on and tell me how that works for you.
We'll probably be playing Taboo. That's like a game we love to play in a group. So I know we'll be playing Taboo, which we get really competitive over at the same time, especially if we're on the same team and he can't figure out what it is I'm describing.
Oh, we can't be on the same team.
We've decided we're just not
good.
We
can't. We have to go against each other for that exact reason.
Rachel, you're amazing. Where can our listeners find you? Even though I know where we can, but you know.
Yes, you can find me on at @thehrachlindsay on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. You can also catch up what I'm doing on my website, www.rachellindsayofficial.com. You can check out Bachelor Happy Hour. It comes out the day after whenever the show airs, which is about to change. It's about to go back to Mondays. So the day after, the morning after, and then Higher Learning is every Tuesday morning and Friday morning.
Awesome. Well, Rachel, an extra, yes, and watch Extra. Rachel, thank you so much. You're a joy, and have fun in Dallas with your family.
Thank you guys.
Thanks,
so
Rachel,
much.
For your time. We appreciate it.
All right, bye, Rachel. Bye.
See ya.
Oh, she was so sweet.
Yeah, she was great.
I really enjoyed her.
Yeah, I did too.
I like her. She just has a good energy about her.
She really does.
I went into it not really knowing, and then you know, because you just like read things, and
right,
you, but she's so she I really liked her.
Yeah.
So we have another amazing lady coming on, Daniela Monet. She has a podcast called Adulting Like a Mother Father.
Love that.
And then she also has new diapers, sprouted diapers. So let's get Daniela on the podcast.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi again. Hold on. Hi. Oh, there
good
I
to
am.
See you.
Hi, friend. Oh, my gosh. Let me see your belly first and foremost.
Show me your belly.
Show me your belly. Stop.
Wait, is it hard to see?
No. So oh, cute. How many weeks are you now?
I'm 30. Wow. And change.
Are you so excited?
Right around the corner.
Very excited. It's flown by. Did you feel that way with Jace?
Yeah. Because you're so preoccupied with the first that it's just like, oh, wow. I think it goes by a lot faster.
I feel like I just found out I was pregnant and now I'm like, where are we putting her? Where are we putting her?
You're like, oh, crap. I need everything.
How old is Gio again?
Gio?
Yeah.
He's only 14 months.
Okay.
They're close.
Oh, almost Irish twins.
Yeah, almost. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. That's exciting, though.
Interesting.
So two is... Has anyone told you about like adding another one on?
I don't see enough people for anyone to tell me. Please share.
don't know if you want the answer.
Look, so I know you and your fiance.
Fiance.
Yes.
When are you guys getting married, by the way? Just out of curiosity. Soon?
We're not. We don't have any plans. We haven't had plans this whole time. I know.
We need to get on it.
Nah.
But it's like it's challenging the first few months, just because you don't have a second, because if you're not dealing with the one, you're dealing with the other, and then you don't want to burden. Like I felt like I didn't want to put both of them on him, so then it was just like I wasn't taking care of myself, and vice versa. Like same with him.
You still have that struggle.
Yeah.
And I'll always tell him like I don't care. You know, and Jan will be like, can I hang out with the girls and play cards tonight? And you have the kids. I'm like, totally cool. But I appreciate it because it is. Two is a lot, especially at the ages that Gio will be and your baby girl will be. It's a lot. But I mean, now it's just the best.
I mean, what a great
world.
Time to have a freaking baby, though. I mean, I well, yes and no, because you can't really have visitors at the hospital. But I mean, you are able to just like be so present and not have to work as much, right?
No, totally. I think the timing is really nice for that reason. But yeah, it is weird because there hasn't been, I think that's one of the reasons why it's flown by, because there's been no stopping along the way to acknowledge the pregnancy. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not like seeing enough people to be like, oh, oh my gosh, I don't get to like dress my bump and go out on the town. Like there's none of it.
That's so true. But now, so you have the Sprouted diapers.
Yes.
And they're the only vegan diapers.
Certified vegan, correct?
Yeah, they're the first certified in the U.S. So I created Sprouted when I was pregnant with Gio. I was trying to find diapers that were just really transparent. I wanted to know that I was going to like find a clean, vegan, cruelty-free diaper made with eco-friendly materials that was going to work. And that was my one thing, is that everyone who I talked to was like, oh yeah, they exist, but they're not like comfy, you know, they feel gross. They don't, you know, they don't really work that well. And I just was annoyed by that. And, to be frank, like I didn't feel like I was ready to do the cloth diapering thing. So I just was like, if I need convenience, I need to know that I can rely on something that's going to work, but it's not going to be like harmful to him and harmful to the environment. And so started working on it, and it took a while, but here we are.
So this might make me sound like a bad mom, but I guess what is the I haven't done the research of why a vegan diaper is better than a Pamp. Like, we use Pampers. Sure. I tried to use the Honest diapers, but they just smelt. Like, I smelt the pee, and I'm just like, oh, man. And so then we went back to Pampers, but I'm like, I guess, like, tell me, like, what, like, why are they, why is it bad? What's the the benefit of having a vegan versus, like, a Pampers or a Huggies or anything?
Sure. Functionality wise, probably not a huge difference. The reason why I wanted to make a vegan diaper was purely based on like my own ethical stance. So every company I've invested or co-founded is vegan. And that's like our mission, right? So just trying to make certain everyday products that are accessible to the masses, not have to harm animals along the way. Like, you don't have to, why should we? So the reason why our diapers are vegan is because we don't use animal derived glues. We don't use manufacturing what factory stuff that uses lubricants that are coming from animals, tiny little things you would never think about, and something that I learned along the way. And it was not the easiest process, but we did it.
That's awesome.
Being as passionate as you are around that, you know, I watched that Netflix documentary Game Changers a while earlier on in this pandemic, right? And I drank the Kool-Aid like everybody. I was like, I gotta be vegan now. And so
are we?
No. I talked about it with Jana for a little bit, but where I struggled, and I even got a cookbook that's vegan, but where I struggled was like, where do you start? Right. So for someone who wants to maybe not go fully vegan, but dip my toe in, see what it's like and kind of the benefit. Like, where would you start or suggest for someone like me or anybody else to kind of get started on that train?
I used to do this really cool program in school called Meatless Mondays. And some school systems called it Lean and Green program. But really what it meant was the schools would go completely meatless on Mondays alone. And so I took that approach. I'm like, if a kid can do it, you know, and they're the pickiest of us all, right?
Oh, yeah.
Then I kind of like, I instill that, like, I guess, pointer when I'm talking to people that ask that same question. It's just, why not just start with one day a week? Because that impact on the environment, obviously the lives of animals, is huge. Just one day a week, and see how you feel. Like, don't put pressure on yourself. If you slip up, no big deal. Like, I just think that people try, like you said, right? You saw Game Changers. Like, you just want to go cold turkey or all in, you drink the Kool-Aid.
Right.
But is that like sustainable long-term for some people? Yeah, totally. That's the only way to do it for some. But I think also like it's a lifestyle choice. So it's a long haul. And I think, you know, be gentle on yourself, give it a few meals, see what you like, what you don't like. It takes some learning, I guess, along the way.
With having, you know, Gio and then a new baby on the way, I've always been curious of someone who is vegan, how you raise your children. You know, do you just give them the same habits that you have right now, and then maybe later on they can decide if they want to try something? Like, how are you guys planning on doing that?
Yeah, that's my approach. Exactly. I think, you know, in our home, we eat the way we eat, and it's easy because we're here. And even when we're out, like, there's a lot of resources around here. And I've been doing this for over 20 years. So I've, like, kind of figured it out and how to make it work wherever I am. In terms of the future, like, I don't put pressure on any of it. I'm like, he's a human being. He's going to make decisions. He's going to figure things out along the way. I want him, the one thing I will say is I just want him to have some awareness around where his food comes from, because I think that that's something that I wasn't taught, and that's why I became vegan. Mm-hmm. Because I felt like someone just took the blindfold off and I felt duped, and I was like, wait, what? I was 5 years old, so I was like traumatized. Mm. To learn like the truth. And I think just having that gentle conversation, like, you know, this is a cow, and like, you know, at some point down the line, and hope that that resonates with him. And if it doesn't, my job is to love him wholeheartedly. And that's sure. all that matters.
You know, I think that's been part of my hesitation too, because I mean, as you know, as a mother, you know, what you do with your kids like impacts everything you do daily. So, you know, I'm the primary cook in the family. And so, you know, I cook for Jana and the kids and everything. And I feel like if I went vegan or wanted to do more, you know, the kids are used to what they're used to now. They're 5 and 2. And it's like, they kind of have their habits and things they like and don't like. And so I feel like I'd have to change, like I'll be cooking 2 meals almost, you know?
Right.
So it's like, I'm just finding excuses really is what I'm doing.
Can vegans have cheese?
Yeah, sorry, go ahead. So there's vegan cheese, but no. So dairy is anything that basically comes from an animal. Secretion of an animal is not necessarily vegan, but there's so many good cheeses on the market now.
This is where I just go down a rabbit hole. I mean, because it's like, well, what if we have the chickens and they lay the eggs? Aren't those eggs then fine because they're not being shot with stuff? Or no?
So there's like a few different thought. No, for sure. There's like a few different thought processes when it comes to eggs specifically. Mm-hmm. I think like the biggest thing that I am aware of, and I think the world should be, is our factory farming and like the animal agriculture industry. It's so corrupt. It's so not what we think. It doesn't matter if you see cage free or whatever. Like, it's just the biggest misconception we're being sold to left and right. And so for me, particularly, like, listen, if you have a chicken and you consume their eggs, like, that's a different story. If the chicken lives a beautiful life, and you know, it's a different dynamic. These chickens are piled up on top of each other in these tiny, tiny little coops with no sun, no nothing, because if they get any exposure to the outside world, they could potentially burn calories. And the whole thing is about like keeping them plump and tight. It's a business. And being someone who's in the business space, I own a lot of businesses. I am so anti money driven like mentalities where it's just about the bottom line. And unfortunately, like in the animal agriculture business alone, like that to me is like the worst of them all. I just feel like they don't consider our health, and they don't consider obviously the animals, but that's secondary. They just don't consider our health or the environment, none of it. So I've just been like, meh.
This is where I just start to feel like overwhelmed, because like I would love to try it. And I did like a Pinner test, and I'm not technically supposed to have dairy. So, but when I have tried, can you DM me the vegan cheeses that you eat?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I'm a big cheese, like cheese and wine girl. So it's like, you know, you're taking out one of my main food groups.
You're taking one of her legs right there.
Yeah.
I got you, girl.
And then steak.
And listen, don't be
I'm like
on
high
yourself.
In iron. Like I get really, I have really bad, you know, monthly things. Yeah. And my doctor's like, you need to eat a lot of iron. And I feel like the only way that I have energy is when I have a steak, you know, but
interesting.
So, you know,
well, there's tons of ways of getting iron. In fact, you know, the analogy I like to use is our animals are basically just a carrier of where the actual iron is coming from. Right. So it's like they all eat the grass, they eat the hay, they eat the things that, like, if we could just cut out the middleman and we were just more mindful of like getting enough plants in our diet, iron really wouldn't be an issue. And if it were, then I think you probably would be a candidate for a supplement anyways. Right. Like, because it would probably be harder.
For sure. So then speaking of Christmas, what do you eat at Christmas then? Because I'm like, cheese casserole. Like, I'm like, what do you have? Like, what's a vegan Christmas dinner look like?
Ooh, good question. You know, I'm Italian, so it's like, I always bring it back to the roots. I'm like, you know what, if we could have pizza, lasagna, you know, I love making a good soup. Hearty soup. I'm also a big side dish girl, because for the majority of my life, before people caught on to what veganism was, I only ate the side dishes. So like, I always like have like the green beans and the potatoes and the everything roasted, and I've just found a way to make it work, and it really doesn't feel any different to me. There are tons of fake meats too, obviously. Mm-hmm. But because I was vegan before they got here, like I haven't really dove too far into those, but I do eat them. I'm just like, I'd rather have like the whole plant foods.
Sure.
So before we let you go, what's the family's, what's y'all's plan for Christmas? How are you guys going to spend it? Where are you going to spend it?
We're spending it with family. Spending it with family. I'm lucky enough to have grown up in LA, so a lot of our immediate family's here. I'm hoping nothing really changes, and that's just what it is. That's how, where my heart is.
Well, Daniela, you're the best. I love following you on Instagram, and I'm so happy about your diapers. So everyone needs to get their vegan diapers at sprouted.com and follow Daniela, because I love everything about you, and, you know, just everything you do. So, DM me some awesome recipes so I can change my ways.
Just a little bit, baby steps.
And then I think we should try 1 month of just like full on.
Bring it.
Oh, and taking the Beyonce approach. I like it.
Yeah, let's do it. And then good luck on the pregnancy too, babe. You only got a few more weeks. You got this.
I know.
Two is going to be great. Yeah. It changes. It changes in a beautiful way. It's just give yourself, I'll just one thing, even though I always say like, don't ever give advice to pregnant people, but I'm going to ask for what you need.
Yes.
In those moments. Be like, I need to take a shower. Because our husband's partners are not going to read our mind. They're just not. They don't know that we need a shower. They don't know that we need to eat, you know, or they don't know that we need 5 minutes. So just ask for what you need.
I appreciate that. I'm not good at that. So it's a good reminder.
You super women want to do everything yourselves. We're here to help you. Okay. We're here. Use us.
I'll be honest. Andrew left today with Gio for the first time in months. I think he's been away from me once before, once. Okay. And he went to his mom's house for a couple hours. I'm like, I have a few Zooms. Like, you know, you can check out and go for a little drive, whatever. I have mad anxiety. Like the amount of snacks and lunch and 2 hours he's away. I packed everything under the sun. I said, you call me when you get there. It's like, I couldn't even deal with like someone else being in control for 2 hours. I have a long way to go, you guys.
You're not alone, because Jana would be the same way. And I have to remind her, I'm like, you realize they're with dad. Like literally they're with the next best person they could possibly be with in this entire world. I was like, they're going to be okay. And she's like, I know, but I'm not there.
Yeah. I just always have to be like, I know, but we have to say it. We just have to be like, do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have, you know, like we just, it's just,
if
in
not,
our nature.
We'll figure it out. We're dead. We got this.
Dude, he goes, I'm going to drive home around. I'll drive out on his nap and I'll drive home. I said, well, he's going to nap on the way home. And we have a bedtime at like 6:37. So are you not, like, I lost my mind. I was like, no. You drive out before the nap and you drive home on the nap.
Oh,
deja vu right here. This is exactly what this is. Deja vu, because we've been there, done that several times.
Oh, it's too good.
Daniela, thanks again for your time, sweetheart. We love talking with you. Give Andrew our best, and congratulations on everything.
Thank you. See you
talk to you soon. Bye, babe.
Bye.
Aw,
she's such a sweetheart.
I love her. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, Jana.
Do you eat meat?
I do eat meat, but I don't eat red meat, and I eat a lot less meat than I used to eat.
Oh.
I was all in. I was one of those guys, steak and everything, back burgers constantly. I was one of those guys, but I have evolved as I have grown older in many ways. And one of those is not eating meat all the time. And the fake meat that's out right now is really good stuff.
Really?
We actually had some at...
We did?
Jew and Q's and them.
What was it?
It was like we had a burger, but it was like an Impossible burger.
Oh.
Actually, yeah, it was actually pretty good.
We need to start getting some at Costco then.
Costco.
Let's go to Costco.
Yeah, Chicago.
When you go to Costco, make sure to get your Clorox because they're selling out fast again, ladies and gentlemen.
Got to keep it clean.
They said like low stock Clorox. Make sure you get your clean it up. It's going to be a messy holiday season, but I'm pumped.
I can't wait. We're ready. Elf on the Shelf is back at it again. Except the elf forgot to do something the other night and I was like, oh, he was a good boy last night. Great dad save. So,
yeah, that's all you, daddy. All right. Love you guys. Merry Christmas.